Chapter 20. The Sign of the Son of Man. When the pupil stands full of joy in the phase of the new beginning and cherishes the precious jewel in the heart in a devoted, persistent endeavor to fulfill his pupilship, his openness to assimilate the Gnostic prana in the heart sanctuary constantly grows. He prepares to live daily out of the Gnostic magic preparations known as bread and wine, or, put in another way, the Holy Grail. The Brotherhood of the Holy Grail is a priesthood which manifests itself through all Gnostic groups to transfer the universal prana of God to those who are ready to receive and live from it. The water of the river of life flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb in two concentrated, magically prepared conditions. Throughout all ages, the Brotherhood of the Holy Grail has been formed of those who are designated as the guardians at the border. They are brothers and sisters who wait for everyone to return. They will continue to wait until the last pilgrim has crossed the border of the new state of life. They offer two magically prepared forces to all those who wish to live from them, to those who wish to receive the prana of God as nourishment. You will understand that one can and will feed on this bread if the system desires to do so, because it needs it. Secondly, one can receive the prana of life as wine. The bread of the Holy Grail feeds the new mystic man who is dedicated to the new life. The wine represents the magical aspect. The new magic aspect of the active ministration is placed next to the new mystic aspect of dedication. Those who are allowed to receive the Grail in its duality go the path of dedication and ministration. The twofold Grail, the prana as the food and the prana as a redeeming element, is meant in Revelations 22. He showed me a pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. When you are told about these holy forces in a temple of the Gnosis, you, too, are confronted with this holy priesthood, and the Holy Grail is offered you by those who represent it, as if with the prayer. Brothers and sisters, may the bread of life and the wine of true ministration be food and drink to you forever. The man who lives out of this twofold, concentrated, ever-flowing stream of God becomes a soul man. The twofold Gnostic light has awakened the rose in the opened heart, and all the life fluids of the system are permeated by this light with all its consequences. The light breaks into the head sanctuary after having found its way via the heart and the blood. It glows in the respiration field and starts the transfiguration of the astral body of the candidate. If only the candidate continually minds the warning of great ones, 5 minutes of ill-advised thinking may undo 5 years' work. Very soon the moment will come when he contacts the new astral field of the spiritual school. This contact is also twofold in harmony with the mystery of the Holy Grail. One link is made with the man of daytime living in the body. The other link is made with the man living outside the body during the night. The outward aspect of the astral field of the living body can be seen as a golden field mixed with the violet of the sixth cosmic domain. The pupil who proceeds positively in the process of the twofold Gnostic light soon begins to show this golden attire, the golden radiation of the prana of life, in his respiration field. That is why the Bible testifies of the golden wedding garment. Whoever proceeds on the path of life in a positive way and approaches the Gnosis receives the qualities of the astral field of the living body. These light forces break into the heart, mix with the blood, penetrate upwards into the head sanctuary, and spread through the body. You will now understand the words of Revelations 3, verse 18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you too may become rich. The changing astral body of the candidate takes on the form of the golden radiation. The astral body of the cultivated dialectical man is of a vague, nebulous red-violet, surrounded by an oviform orbit of pastel blue. The other colors of the spectrum sparkle in all kinds of nuances over this form, like the rippling of water. When the sun shines and a light breeze makes the water surface ripple, all kinds of colors manifest, slide over the water, and are reflected by it. You can now imagine how these shades of color sparkle in the red-violet form of the astral body. They reveal what occupies man and the quality of his character. Each thought, each desire, each active object of the will displays a corresponding shade of color in the respiration field. That is why, to an observer, man is like an open book. When the respiration field of the candidate is touched by the gnosis and he begins to live from this touch, the respiration field will receive another undertone, a beautiful golden color. That is why the observer pays no attention to what one says, nor to the attitude he assumes, but whether, gnostically speaking, he is really engaged in weaving the golden garment, whether his astral attire is really becoming golden and the blue of the aural being gradually disappears. When this phenomenon is observed, one may say that the aural attire is submerged in the golden glow of the wedding garment. The respiration field of dialectical man is characterized by ever-changing shades of color, which disappear from the respiration field of the gnostically directed man who goes the path. The red of life directed to material things disappears, as does the turbid green of one who expects all help and salvation to come from living and striving on the horizontal level. The same applies to the violet of the common ethers, which give way to a golden radiation. Furthermore, and this is important, a fiery sign appears, corresponding with the forehead and the crown of the head. It is the third eye. This fiery sign, this flame, covers the cranium from the forehead to the crown. It is the sign of the Son of Man, of which Revelation 7 speaks. It is not a mystic indication, but a scientific fact. It is the sign of the new-born soul. When a pupil opens his heart to the gnosis, when the prana of life enters and mixes with the life fluids, penetrates into the head sanctuary, and the pupil perseveres and places a guard on his thoughts, this flame begins to manifest itself, the sign of the Son of Man, the golden wonder flower of which we sing in our temple songs. When this sign begins to show, when the pupil begins to attain his new soul garment, a close communication is effected between the candidate on the one hand and the new astral field of the living body on the other. Of course, there was already a link between the Gnostic astral field and the human heart, but now it also exists between this field and the head sanctuary, between the astral field and the golden rose. The man who wears the sign of the Son of Man upon his head is a saved man connected with eternal salvation. Also, in his waking life, the indissoluble tie exists, and when the third eye, the golden rose, develops, he is able to see in the soul world, so for the awakened soul, darkness need no longer exist. This seeing is called Gnostic intuition. It is the seeing of the soul and the beginning of the new consciousness connected with it, because the center of the third eye is associated with the pineal gland. In Ephesians 6, this is mystically indicated as the helmet of salvation, while the Hermetic philosophy speaks of Pimander. The foregoing has always been known, and this ancient wisdom has always been linked with humanity. However, just as the degeneration of everything original and true occurs in dialectics, so does it with the helmet of salvation. Just think of military horsemen. On their heads they wear a helmet with an enormous plume, the degenerated imitation of the helmet of salvation. One may laugh, but at the same time it is tragic. When, at royal receptions and other official occasions, One sees the authorities arrive. They wear an array of imposing ornaments on their heads as a sign of their dignity. It is an external show, a senseless imitation of the helmet of salvation. With regard to the heart sanctuary, we see how the breast is covered with rows of orders of knighthood, tokens of dignity and merit. Here, too, a degeneration of the wisdom of deliverance is shown, a display of ignorance of the arch wisdom of antiquity. Then mankind was still aware of the imperishable riches of which the heart sanctuary radiated from the man who, conscious of his origin and destination, opened his heart to the gnosis and, in complete self-surrender, took the road back to the eternal home of the Father. You need not worry when we show you the glorious result of the Gnostic process of sanctification. It is well to see this result in the imagination, to know, I am beginning to go the way of salvation. If you see daily the elementary demands of the path and truly strive to realize these demands, you may be sure that a thread connects you with the new astral field of the living body. However, there is more, much more. The sleep of the body becomes the soberness of the soul. Therefore, we now turn our attention from man during daytime to man during the night. The candidate who is busily weaving the new golden astral garment enters the new astral field during sleep, to be helped and guided in the new state of being. The new center behind the frontal bone begins to establish itself and the light of the gnosis starts to burn. The helmet of salvation forms itself and, basically, the sign of the Son of Man is constructed. At first, there is no question of a conscious soul life, of being really awakened. No, there is only a soberness in the sense of youth and purity, of becoming free of the delusion of matter. When the candidates arrive in the astral field of the living body in their new, born soul state with its corresponding astral body, they are far from being able to react. The Bible calls them still sleeping souls. That is why the light forces of the Holy Grail are poured over them, the greatest gifts the living body can give. You will understand that this light immersion will have a great and glorious effect. The workers in the new astral field need not release them when the nightly hours are over, as the connection of the new astral field with the golden rose, the third eye, Pimanda, has come into being simultaneously. By this continual, intuitive stream, the high priests of renewal are able to help the candidates by day and by night. In such a situation, it may happen that the newborn soul awakens from its sleep and remembers nothing at all of the bath of salvation it was allowed to receive in the new astral field. Yet it appears how much this lived through but not yet consciously experienced time contains a pregnancy of the good, as Pimanda expresses it. The light bath of the soul pursues certain aims in this situation, to which the candidate should react in his waking life, which no doubt he will do. The light bath results, among other things, in the etching of powerful impressions into the nascent astral body. At a suitable moment, the impulses established in the astral body on this basis come to the candidate via the Gnostic intuition, or from within via the activities of the astral body. They stir the head, heart, and blood, and the candidate often has the impression that he rediscovers what he already knew long ago, or acts in accordance with an earlier decision, or on the basis of a conversation he has had with someone sometime, somewhere. When you approach the series of truths of the 72nd verse of the book Pimanda, in this way, you will understand why Hermes, on surveying these truths, exclaims, "And all this has come to me because I received from Pimanda my spirit soul, the being that exists out of itself, the word from the beginning. Thus I am now filled with the divine breath of truth. Therefore I direct with my whole soul and with all my powers this song of praise to God the Father."